is Mary and with me is Hannah. Hello, Hannah.
Hi, Mary.
And I'm so glad that we are back and we have come up with a wonderful topic again. As many of the students are going to write their exams, we will talk about how to combat exam stress.
If you need help, mm-hmm. you need to ask for help.
Yes.
Don't struggle to try to find every answer or if every detail. And I think teachers are very approachable. You can ask your teacher or your lecturer, this is difficult for me to understand, ma'am. Can you please explain this to me again? Or how do I remember this? So you can ask your lecturers, you can ask your friends, those who are good at that subject. You can ask for help. Don't hesitate to ask for help. So asking for help also is one of the ways that you can combat stress and find that support, you know, to help you out.
True. And one more thing is, a basic thing one can do is, if you're going through a lot of stress, then find a place at your home and fix a time on what you're going to study. Okay, always fixing time or time schedule is very important, and fix the time for your study and choose a subject, and then you might have subtopics and everything. You can prepare a timetable accordingly and then work on it. And one more thing is knowing the paper. Collect the previous year question papers, 4 years or 5 years you might have with your seniors. So please collect them, and then you will have the time mentioned on it. Please practice those question papers and set a time for to write that question paper. So you will be able to, you will have an idea of how you are able to answer the questions in that particular time, because the same time will be there for the coming exam as well. So you will be, you will have a good practice on writing the exam on time. So you can practice the papers and that will be a good help for you.
Also, after you finish your paper in the examination hall, usually what happens is you start discussing the question paper.
I do that a lot of times.
Even I've done it, my confession too.
And that is another stress. If I go wrong in that, then I keep negotiating all my marks. What did I achieve in this paper? And that's another stress. Better focus on the next exam. Paper. Please don't.
So you've done your best. Leave that the subject aside and go to the next and study, rather than comparing and taking down the marks. Focus on the next subject that is to come, and then you can study and prepare for that
Absolutely. So
You also need to eat well and sleep well.
That's one of the main things one has to do during the exams.
Many times students are up in the night awake and come so tired in the morning and not fresh, but it's very important that you get the ample time to sleep and rest your brain, and so that you can come and write your papers well.
Absolutely.
And also eat well.
Yeah.
Many people fast, say, I don't want this, I don't want that. But eat well and sleep well. Also, you need to keep all your things ready previous night itself. In the morning.
Hall tickets.
Yes.
This is one of the things,
Your pens and whatever you need to take.
Yeah.
These are basic tips, Rama. So keep everything ready. Be prepared the previous night. Yeah. Have everything checked in your bag. And so that you'll write your exam really cool and chill.
I hope you'll get good results. And above all, above your results, you are the best and you are talented. Please recognize your talents and please work on it. You'll be the best. You'll achieve whatever you wanted to.
Yeah, we must stress and make this point very clear that the results are not the end.
Absolutely.
Yes. Isn't it, Mary?
Yes.
So
yes,
the results are not final.
Yes.
So you are doing your best. That's what you need to keep in mind, that you're working hard and you're doing your best because you need an education. It's good to have an education and a degree. Can't stress enough that don't base your life decisions on your results and on your marks.
Absolutely. Your result will absolutely not determine what you're going to become. It's all about what you are and what your talents are and where your focus is, and please recognize that and work on it and give your best. And you will do the best. Yes. And what is the one tip that you would like to give to the parents?
To the parents, be supportive of your children. Yes. Whatever it is, they are working hard, encourage them.
Mm-hmm.
Be positive, stay by their side, and you know, let the children know that whatever happens, you get highest or you don't, you are there for them.
Yes.
And you are there to guide them and lead them and be there for them.
Yeah.
So that's more important for students. Those words are more than enough for students. So don't pressurize them with unrealistic goals.
For feedbacks, please write to us to info@fibaonline.org or WhatsApp us to 9163642521.